Hello and welcome to In Conversation, a DubLab podcast where each week we will bring you interviews from the DubLab radio archives.
Hey, it's DubLab.com. I'm Frosty Celsius Drop. So glad to be here with you. Yes, connected. It's going to be a great show. It's Celsius Drop here with you each and every Thursday on DubLab. Today we have a very special guest coming in. We have Azar Lawrence, the amazing world-renowned saxophonist in the Coltrane tradition, and then zooming into his own beautiful planes. His album, his classic album, Bridge into the New Age, was recently re-released. It originally came out in 1975 on Prestige, and it just got re-released, so we'll talk about that, as well as some of his newer work, which is equally beautiful. Forces of Nature, indeed. Azar Lawrence, Bridge into the New Age. And we are bringing you into the now age right here on DubLab. Thrilled to be joined by Azar here.
Thank you.
That's a powerful number.
It was written by Ernest Strotter.
Who was part of the band. And or was Ernest part of it? Ray was part of the
Well, Ernest of Horace Tapscott's orchestra?
Yeah,
both at one time. Ernest is a gifted writer, composer, and orchestrator. But initially, as he was developing, he was an alto player and a flute player.
Okay.
And and Ray, or Shams, is a gifted writer, a composer, but also a saxophonist, tenor saxophonist as well.
And Ray was featured on Bridge into the New Age.
He composed the lyrics on
the
that
lyrics.
Song.
Got it. Wonderful.
And Beautiful and Omnipresent Love, we did the lyrics on that too.
We'll definitely hear at least a touch of that, because it's so great.
Thanks.
It's beautiful. Where was the album recorded?
10th and Parker in Berkeley, at the Fantasy Records recording studio and building.
Tell us a bit about the kind of atmosphere and the sessions for this record.
Well, you know, there was a very warm, open session. All my friends that I brought into the session, you know, and, you know, L.A., Los Angeles had given birth to an era of health foods and, you know, the spirit of illuminating one's own consciousness, raising of one's consciousness, spirituality. A lot of that took root out of here. Also New York, but a lot of ideas. For instance, I was in San Diego and we ran and stumbled upon a health food store, and lo and behold, they had these ladies in there, and they called them the Smoothie Queens. And that's the first time we experienced smoothies, you know, the Smoothie Queens. Yeah.
Amazing.
And so that's, you know, and then I even was part of the Erewhon health food warehousing at that time, you know, and Ray was working at a prominent health food store.
So this was in the air. It was in your tummies as you ate this delicious food. It was kind of all over, this kind of energy. So Bridge into the New Age, did it feel at the moment like there was kind of a new age really upon us?
There is a new age upon us.
There is, The interesting thing is your continued works. Sometimes there was something in the 60s and 70s, there was an energy and there was kind of an emergence of health food consciousness, kind of an opening of thought.
Right.
And of course, time goes in waves, you know, and there's moments that seem darker, there's moments that seem lighter, which is natural. It's the way the universe works. But I think that there are moments that feel so optimistic, and then that optimism is lost. Mm-hmm. But I feel in your work and in your music, it's this continued kind of, you know, understanding that it is happening, and that this is a push towards doing something positive, and that with each note you play, it must seem like that's, you know, that positive force and action within the universe. How do you find yourself staying positive and open, and what do you feel as a musician your mission or responsibility is to, you know, what do you want to bring to the world?
Well, it's a continuation of my life's work. And one of the goals of us as human beings, or souls, is to, once we're, incarnated, is to go in search of what we are actually here to do. What is our duty? What is our dharma? What's our job on this time? You know, what are we working on? What is our purpose for being here? Mm. And some find it and some don't. Some people are mathematicians when they should have been violinists, or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was fortunate enough to discover that through the help of my parents, extending her own duty by, you know, saying that she needed one of her sons. My older brother is an artist. Mm. Vincent, one of her sons, to be a musician. And both of us played violin when we were young, and she was like, oh, yeah, you got to practice, Azar. You know, you got to practice. I mean, so we, that was helpful. But, you know, all along the way, and including now, people like yourself, have been attracted, and I've attracted myself, and vice versa, to people that of like mind, mm-hmm. of like of that, you know, God consciousness, of the upliftment. For instance, I'm working with Tracy Hanna, who is a great management, but not only that, her ability to unfold. She's unfolding in terms of her grasp of, you know, are just the unfoldment of her position in the unfoldment of this music. I mean, yeah. You know, she has stepped in, and it's all part of the journey. It's like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. You know, once she has stepped in, over and just full force, it's been a build for the last few years. But now, a year ago, we've been just working tirelessly, you know, to bring the music to the forefront. Mm. It's like the job is to use this music and the titles and the actual music itself. Like you say, each note, the preparation, of the everyday working of it, practicing, whatever it takes to get this message out and ever so gently massage people's consciousnesses with it, because we're unfolding ourselves in terms of our own consciousness. So as we discover new meanings of who we are ourselves, and what our actual mission is, and we start getting deeper into the work, then we can share that with others. And that's what we're doing. And Tracy and I are working to really expand the reach and reach more souls, more people. Mm-hmm. And as we go, the bridge into the new age is actually from an inner metaphysical approach. The Anacharana, which is the bridge between two worlds, is located the spine, where the spine connects to the cranium. Mm. And all the nerves, start to, of course, the nerve endings are in our feet, but then the nerves, as they connect into the three crosses that are at the base of the spine, and, as we start to bring the lower consciousness and connect that with our higher, bring that up to the higher and make it all kind of a one thing. That's also one of the meanings of a bridge into the new age, you know. So, you know.
It's interesting that many people overlook the power of music, and the power of music as a physical, as a spiritual, metaphysical, many things. And in a way, it's actually, maybe it's good, because the, maybe people who would keep music down, you know, don't understand that it is so powerful in a personal way, in a social way. And so the people, it's great that your mother encouraged you to lead this life in music and to pursue it, because, you know, putting people out into the world who are doing something that has such a powerful impact,
yes,
is so important.
Yes,
I think that in a way it's almost like this undercover kind of thing. When somebody might come to a show, okay, you hear a music show, I'm going to go to a jazz concert tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Not expecting something, but when you're in that space and you're playing this music that has a tonal quality, that has a not only the individual notes, but the composition, the energy of the various people who are on stage, mm-hmm. but the people in the audience,
right.
When all that connects in the right way, it can have such a powerful impact on an individual who then walks out the door and in turn influences their community, their family, their friends. And so I love, you know, and that's why we're here, radio, yes. And that's why we're sharing this. But it's kind of a beautifully undercover but so ultimately powerful thing. You were mentioning Alice Coltrane earlier, and you know, sound itself and the universal sense, you know, the ohm sound being that kind of the sound of creation and universal mm-hmm. kind of unfolding. So it's just, it kind of makes me giddy that, you know, there's great people like you in this world making it happen and putting in the work to then, you know, spread this. And somebody might connect with it just on, you know, a purely pleasurable, you know, it's making me feel good for the moment, but then other folks take it even further. We're gonna continue seeking, we're gonna continue sharing sounds. Azar Lawrence here in the studio. You were mentioning song titles, and I just have to ask you, I've got Lost Tribes of Lemuria lined up.
Right.
That's a song title. Tell us about that. It's okay. Very evocative just reading it, but I'd love to know more about it.
Okay, and let me add something just as before we step in there.
Sure.
And I'd just like to give notice to the fact that you yourself, a great soul too, because look how well and, you know, greatly just summed it all up in those words you just said.
Trying.
you are. You know, that was well said and expressive of just the goal and just the whole thing. I mean, that was it in a nutshell, and you obviously get it.
Well, there's people all over the world and throughout time that feel connected to that. And it might be, you know, disconnected musical cultures or forms. Mm-hmm. Disconnected, it seems, on the surface, but so connected because it's really all coming out of the human experience mm-hmm. and about connectivity. And so it's when you do start to step back mm-hmm. and realize, you know, take it in on that meta level, you mm-hmm. understand these are all blurry boundaries and everybody's connected in so many ways. And music can be that key to unlock. On your website, I was really under your biography section, and we've talked about it a little bit here, but you've got this. I'll just, you know, you're sitting right in front of me, so it's strange to quote you, but I'm just going to jump in and do it. It is said that music is of a pure nature all around us and within us as well. This music is from the tones produced by every vibration. Throughout the universe, every atom everywhere produces a tone, whether we can hear it or not. This is commonly referred to as the music of the spheres. When we as musicians dedicate our lives to a certain daily practice in order to try to produce the purest vibration tones, we can often send those tones onto and into others like laser beams. Whether one-on-one or in groups, music can and does cause an uplifting or healing effect. our vibrations are lifted and we feel better and we are better. Speaking of summing it up, well, that does sum up, you know, it's a very clear mission statement in a way, exactly. And an experience statement. So
that is. Yeah. Lost Tribes of Lemuria and the Seeker album. Mm. The Seeker, you know, we were not able to include the verbal comments that I opened. It was a live session at the Jazz Standard in New York. Mm. And, you know, Seth Abramson and I spoke of, who was, you know, gifted in terms of bringing certain music in there. Yeah. And I was telling him about the concept for my next album, and so he was like, oh, we should do a live one there at the club here. So the Seeker, as I was saying at the beginning, comments to the audience, is the Seeker is each and every one of us. And like I was saying earlier, when we are born, then we must search or seek out what it is we are actually here to do. Mm. What is our job? What is our dharma? What is our duty this lifetime? I mean, of course, it's overall lifetimes, but this lifetime, once we make that discovery, then we must live what we discovered. And we must live that then.
Yeah.
You know, first, we live in a manner in which we can do the discovering. Then after we make the discovery, then we... well, that's a nice tone.
Yeah, it's like a meditation app or something.
Exactly. So as a part of the work of the Seeker is a body of work that points out or keeps a track of a seeker,
yeah,
which is the life of each and every one of us. But this particular seeker, finds himself going through the rainforest, which is like the rain ballad, and then he finds, or she finds herself, finds themselves in the rainforest and discovers and runs upon the lost tribes of Lemuria. And as we, many of us know that the continent of Lemuria, also known as the continent of Mu, mm-hmm. is the Pacific Ocean equivalent of Atlantis. And it had all the same spiritual, advancements as well as technological and advancements as well. And it's interesting that, all the giant redwoods and all that foliage, vegetation that's only found on the west coast of California there, mm-hmm. is supposed to be the remnants of the Lemurian period.
Wow.
You know, according to some.
And those trees, those almost beings are yes. so powerful.
Yes.
When you're, it's interesting, when you're in spaces, nature like that, mm-hmm. and you just feel it changes everything about you. So the idea of, it sounds like Lemuria being this kind of Edenic, mm-hmm. turned on space is a good one. And speaking of turned on, we're gonna turn you on right now, because we're gonna hear some of the Lost Tribes of Lemuria. It's from the album The Seeker from Azar Lawrence, and as he mentioned, a live album, and it was released in 2014, but we're bringing it to you right here, right now. Hey, they're not lost anymore. We found them. Lost Tribes of Lemuria Uncovered by Azar Lawrence. And made tangible for you, illustrated through sound. And that's part of the live album, The Seeker. And you can put that live experience into your life. It's available now for you. New work. What's on the horizon?
Well, that's interesting. Everything's so interesting today. That's my key word is interesting, and that is a very good word to say.
Well, I have a daughter who's 14 months old. Her one tried and true word is wow.
Yeah, exactly.
And every day I feel like, you know what? I'm reminded. Wow. You're right. Wow.
Yeah, that's a very good expression of it, isn't it? Well, carrying on the work, mm-hmm. I have happy to say that the release of my new work on High Note Records called Elementals.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to be out within about 10 days.
What is the what's the personnel? Who's playing on the record?
Benito Gonzalez, who is on the last few albums mm-hmm. with me, pianist. Jeff Littleton. Yeah. On bass, the great bassist, yes. Marvin Smitty Smith on drums. Then we have Manyongo Jackson on percussion.
Yeah, his son's one of the DJs here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. It's Master Wolf.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Greg Paré, guitarist on a few tracks. Yeah. Oren Waters, his vocals on African Chant. Mm. You know, nice. Mayuto Korea also plays percussion on wow. the track or two.
And when is this going to be emerging?
In about 10 days.
10 days. All right. Well, we're right on time.
Yeah. I'm going to perform. The name of my group now is the Azdar Lawrence Experience.
Yes.
And the Azdar Lawrence Experience is performing actually next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Lincoln Center. And
not a bad gig.
Not too shabby.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And so we're going to perform music from the Bridges to the New Age yeah. and from the Elementals.
We just had Jesse Peterson walk in the door a couple minutes ago, who's one of the founders of the Zebulon Los Angeles branch.
Nice.
And you performed Bridge into the New Age there with the Azdar Lawrence Experience.
That's correct.
How was that show?
Actually, it turned out so fabulous.
I was out of town. I would have loved to have been here for it, but I was happy that it was happening and people were experiencing it.
Oh, yeah. We had over the fire limit of the building yeah. of happy souls. People, they were so excited, and, you know, everything came together so well. Wow. Musically and just working with the club was just wonderful yeah. and
right intention. And whether it's a smaller venue or Lincoln Center, you know, I'm sure the energy brought to the stage is equal. Is there something that you personally do that you like to do to kind of center yourself or get yourself in the spirit to walk out on a stage?
I'm a meditator. I meditate mm-hmm. daily, yeah. I meditate. I meditated before I came here.
You know, in music itself, I was speaking with somebody recently, and he was one of the founders of Amoeba Music, a large music store here in Los Angeles as well as up in the Bay Area. And he said, you know, again, maybe bringing it back to some of the kind of undercover or, you know, these ways that music kind of fluidly moves into people's lives and impacts him. He says, you know, people don't realize they're meditating. Even if they don't think they're meditators, they're mm-hmm. meditating every day, every time they're listening to music and focusing on it. And there's different levels of focus, mm-hmm. obviously, and different practices of meditation.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, it's like the spoonful of sugar, right?
Okay.
Helps the medicine go down and the music itself and the focus on the music. So when you're performing your music and connecting with people in the audience, you know, they're in this meditative mind state,
That's correct.
And you're bringing them into that. If you want to experience that in person or on record or in any other form, azarlawrence.com is a nice place to kind of connect and hopefully in person too. So much to come, the Elementals and more. But we're going to be closing out this radio session with just a bit of the recently reissued The Bridge into the New Age, and we'll hear a piece called The Beautiful and Omnipresent Love. I think that really speaks for itself.
Thank you. I think it does too.
Thanks for being here, Azar.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And thanks for all the music that you've brought into the world and all the music to come. So excited about.
Thank you for having me too. I really appreciate it.
All right, folks, as promised, here is the beautiful and omnipresent Love from Azar Lawrence's recently reissued 1974 masterpiece, Bridge into the New Age.
I am black as the night from which the light of a new day descends. I am the past, present, and the future. I am the anointed of God. I am what I am. I am the blended colors of life that light the bridge into the new age. I am the sea, plant, and the flower.
In Conversation was produced by DubLab, a nonprofit radio station broadcasting live from Los Angeles since 1999. Sound editing and theme song by Matea Bain. For more programming, visit dublab.com. And thank you for listening.